Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. We come today to the end of our meditation on the letter to the Hebrews, which is meant to guide us throughout ordinary time. We had the climax together on Tuesday morning, surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses to rid ourselves from every sin and persevere in running the race, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who leads us and brings our faith to its conclusion, which is salvation, is the essence of the Christian life. It's the way we're supposed to approach all of ordinary time. Throughout the letter of the Hebrews, we recognize that when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we keep our eyes fixed on someone who was tempted in every way we were, but never sinned, so he can be compassionate in us in all our struggles. To keep our eyes fixed on Jesus means to keep our eyes fixed on the one who has pierced through the clouds. It's an anchor for us, where he's constantly interceding for us before the Father as our eternal high priest. Every day we come for daily Mass, we're called to fix our eyes on Jesus and what Jesus is looking at what Jesus is doing, at where Jesus' heart is. Today in the Gospel, we turn to see what Jesus does. And throughout the readings, we have a chance to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to see how he cares for us with his shepherdly heart, and to become good sheep by cooperating with him in the way he seeks to shepherd and perfect us. Today we see five different ways he does it. First is he seeks to teach us. To keep our eyes fixed on Jesus means to be docile students of the way he teaches us many things. In the responsorial psalm, all about the way God shepherds us, teaches us, he guides us in right paths for his name's sake. When Jesus teaches us, he's setting the path before us, helping us to become more like him, helping us to become perfected according to the way that he has made us. Second thing Jesus does is he takes us apart. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while. Jesus wants to withdraw us from the hustle, bustle, push, and muscle of everyday life so that we can be with him. That's the first thing about our faith. It's obviously pointing toward prayer. At the beginning of each day, we go apart from the crowds to unite ourselves to him. The Lord's constantly calling us apart. He's calling us apart in days of recollection. He's calling us apart in retreats. He recognizes that sometimes we work too hard, and we're all guilty, mea maxima culpa, of working too hard, not really going away with him at the frequency and in the way that he wishes us to do so. But it's his shepherdly care who knows us inwardly, who's constantly calling us apart. In verdant pastures, he seeks to give us repose. Besides restful waters, he leads us to refresh our soul. But again, we have to cooperate with that summons. To put our time with Jesus is more important than the work we, as St. Martha's, try to do for Jesus. Third thing Jesus does is he tries to yoke us to himself in our work. He seeks not just to have us with him for a time, but he seeks to unite himself to us on the inside so that precisely everything we do can be done together with him and for the Father. We read in this passage from the letter to the Hebrews, "May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ." It's through Jesus, we hear at the beginning of the passage, that we are capable of offering God a sacrifice of praise. Our Opus Dei, as St. Benedict would call it, which is not just our prayer, but the liturgy of our life, including our work. Jesus, as a shepherd, wants to do that with us. Fourth thing Jesus does is he leads us. He guides us in right paths. Even when we're walking in dark valleys, we recognize that he's with us with his rod and his staff to give us courage. He's constantly seeking to share with us what we need to know so that precisely we can follow him all the way to the right side of the Father. And one of the ways that he seeks to lead us is precisely through others, through the church that he has founded, through the popes and the bishops and the superiors he has given us. That's why the letter to the Hebrews stresses, "Obey your leaders and defer to them, for they keep watch over you." That vigilance is what Jesus entrusted to St. Peter. "Tend my sheep, for they keep watch over you and will have to give an account." And there's a way for us to obey. It doesn't describe just this extrinsic lack of disrespect that we begrudgingly carry out what is commanded, but that we do so in a particular type of way, that they may fulfill their task with joy and not with sorrow, for that would be of no advantage to you. To obey promptly, to obey with a smile, to obey as if we knew Jesus was coming up to us and saying, "Hey sister, hey father, could you do me a favor? Would you do this for me?" Because the more we do that, what the letter of the Hebrews mentions is, the more we're going to get out of it, and the better superiors we will form. Because it's through that relationship of authority and obedience that all of us are supposed to grow. Jesus leads us through obedience as we seek to hear his voice in the various accents that it assumes. And the last is that Jesus feeds us. Jesus took them apart because they had no opportunity even to eat. In the psalm, it describes how he sets a table before us in the sight of all those who oppose us. Jesus is constantly seeking to feed us, both materially as well as spiritually. To keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus is to look at him in each of these ways, as he teaches, as he takes us apart to pray with him and to be with him, as he helps us to do the work that he has blessed us with, as he seeks to guide us, and as he seeks to nourish us. Every day at Mass, this Good Shepherd, on whom we can't take off our, from whom we can't take away our eyes, he seeks to accomplish all of these things. We begin with the Liturgy of the Word in a context of prayer, which he guides us in right paths, strengthening us for the work that we have to do today and the apostolate that we have to do in helping others. And most importantly, he feeds us with himself. Today we turn to the Mother of Fear Love, the Mother of the Good Shepherd, and we ask her to intercede that we might never take our eyes off of Jesus, receive this fivefold shepherdly care, and then come to the eternal verdant pastures where we will see our eternal High Priest, that great cloud of witnesses, and this most beautiful Mother.